Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with Women Winning Divorce Podcast. Today, I'll be discussing the recent separation of Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban after nearly 20 years of marriage. What is especially interesting is how much of the media coverage seems to place blame on Nicole rather than Keith. This story sheds light on the legal, co-parenting, and public perception challenges that can arise in high-asset, high-visibility breakups. The couple reportedly worked out their parenting plan in advance. Nicole filed for divorce September 30th, citing irreconcilable differences. And their agreement shows Nicole as the primary residential parent. Their daughters, Sunday Rose, 17, and Faith Margaret, 14, are scheduled to spend 306 days per year with Nicole and 59 days with Keith. And they have in their specifics for the holidays, as well as time for vacation. Now, the financials of their divorce is about as clean as it can get. Both incomes are listed at over $100,000 a month, but neither will pay spousal support or child support. They are each responsible for their own debts, and bank accounts and investments were always separate. Retirement accounts, intellectual property, even travel points from credit cards have been noted as each keeping what's in their own name, which is really a good thing to know, right? Keeping your things separate or at least individually titled can make things so much cleaner, easier if there needs to be a division. So how do high net worth couples negotiate no alimony, no child support terms, and how enforceable are they? I mean, they are pretty enforceable, certainly alimony. Like if you waive that, like that is not going to be added later. Child support, though, you really do need to account for the support of the children. Obviously, in this case, they both have ample income. But what was noted in that agreement is that Keith Urban has already prepaid all of their private school tuition and any expenses that they may have coming up. So he's already taken care of all that. And it sounds like they have a lot agreed to in regards to that. But that's really important to pay attention to. Even as high net worth couples, it needs to be fair, and you both need to be contributing to the financial well-being of your children. Of course, it would be all the woman's fault because she worked too hard and neglected her sweet, lonely husband. I mean, that is what the media is playing it out to be. But, you know, the reality is maybe it's just that after nearly two decades together and two teenage children, the relationship ran its course. You know, it obviously couldn't be that the husband also worked long hours, was often away from home, or neglected her needs. It's very interesting the way the media has portrayed this, making Nicole the bad guy in the whole thing. And this is a couple who spent 20 years together building a life. And when your teenage kids are almost out of the house for good, you naturally begin to question if you need to shift your priorities. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about or going through this right now. If you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 187, How to Navigate High Net Worth Divorce. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.
This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.